You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. There's a lot of talk in education circles these days about changing the Common Core curriculum or switching from books to computers. These are important topics, but Terry Delane, the principal of Treasure Island's Life Learning Academy High School, is focused on making some more significant changes.
We have a wonderful school that is a small school on Treasure Island that is actually changing kids' lives.
What she really means is saving kids' lives.
When you have 90% of the kids who are killed in San Francisco killed because they're dropped out of school, it is my job to make sure they stay at school. And I tell the teachers to say, it's your job.
KALW's Ryan Miller visited Treasure Island and got a tour of the school, led by two students who'd initially given up before finding this educational home.
Lamont Skinner takes two buses from his Oakland, California home to get here, to go to school.
Yeah, I mean, it's like in the middle of nowhere, really. Like, it's really nothing around, no stores or anything. Like, you don't see that many people on the island.
School is the last place he used to want to be. He started high school in Hercules. By 11th grade, he had already changed high schools three times. Most of 10th and 11th grade, he was absent.
I wasn't really in class. I was just like sitting around. Sometimes I'd play basketball or gamble.
But then he saw how worried his mom was about his future.
I was thinking, oh, I'm so far behind. Like, it doesn't really matter. I won't catch back up. And then I heard about the school, so I'm like, I might as well go here. Like,
when I first came here, I'm like, oh, my God, where am I at? Like, are you sure there's a school over here? And then you just see this small, real small school. You're like, oh, wow. But like when you come here, it's full of life, like its own little world in here.
And you feel a good vibe once you go in here. You feel really good, really happy.
That's Carla Seha. Like Skinner, she's not a big fan of school in general. She used to get into fights all the time.
Walking down my neighborhood, you have to be careful sometimes.
Seha doesn't ride the city bus. Too many chances for a fight, being on the wrong bus in the wrong neighborhood. Instead, a school-owned minivan picks her up along with other students who could get into trouble on their own.
Once I get to the island, it's like I feel safe. Like, I feel like nothing could happen to me. Feel the difference between being over there and then being in the island.
Seha lives in San Francisco's Bayview District. Like Lamont Skinner, she had never been to Treasure Island.
I was like, what is this? Like, where is the school? And then I get in there and there's like not even a lot of kids. And I'm just wondering, like, how is it going to be? And then I started realizing, like, oh, okay, like, I see it's not like no other school.
Now we finna take you around, show you this great school. You know, we getting it painted right now. This Terry office, great lady.
Hi, how are you?
So nice.
Terry
Delane,
I'm the principal here.
Here is Life Learning Academy. It's a San Francisco Unified Charter High School. This specialized program is funded in equal parts by public school funds, the Department of Children, Youth, and Their Families, then a final third comes from private foundations and individual donations.
We get kids that either no one else wants, or we get kids that are lost in a big school system.
San Francisco has 18 general education high schools that range in size from 170 to 2,500 students. Here, the total enrollment stays around 60. And the student-to-teacher ratio is about 6 to 1, the only way, says Delane, that her kids will get the attention they need.
All of the kids here are what people consider at risk. And it doesn't mean all of them have been in jail, but a good 50, 60% have at one time or another been arrested. 30% is on probation.
Delane also remembers her tough times growing up.
It has always been in my brain, my heart, my soul, my toes, is to find a way to reach kids that don't feel like they can be reached. I was using heroin from age 14. Spent a year locked up in Caliani Youth Prison in Nevada at 16. By the time I was 20, I overdosed for the third time.
Delane was finally ready to get help. She heard about Delancey Street, a self-help program for drug addicts and people with criminal pasts. While she was there, she went back to school, earned 3 degrees, and then they helped her open this school 15 years ago.
This is probably something that came from ancient alchemy, actually.
If anybody's ever sat around a campfire, what's the first thing people want to do? I have little kids, and they all want to throw stuff in the fire. But
in chemistry class, eight students perch on stools in a darkened room, surrounding the teacher as he dips various elements into a blue, hot, open flame.
That one was copper hydroxide. This one is copper chloride. People probably noticed early on the different rocks and different things they threw in a fire changed the color. Anybody got a guess on copper chloride?
It'll be green.
Okay, here we
go. When I was at my other high school, I really felt like high school wasn't for me, and I also thought about dropping out. And now that I'm here, I see that I would have made a big mistake, because now that I'm here, I love school. I love coming to school every morning because I know that I have a lot of support and a lot of people that really do care and love me here.
On my way to find Lamont Skinner in his class, I'm struck by how quiet it is here. No sound of bells or slamming lockers. Quiet enough for me to hear a song coming from one of the classrooms.
Do you know about the USA? Do you know about the government? Can you tell me about the Constitution?
I follow the music to find an American history class in session.
Okay, so I have given you guys a copy of the Bill of Rights. Okay, Lamont, will you start and read the first one?
The Bill of Rights, a transcription, Amendment 1.
I'll say I like the extra attention because, like, they help you and they also don't judge you. So, like, if it was something that you, like, already should have learned, they won't be like, oh, you didn't learn that already. Like, they'll help you.
It took both Skinner and Seha several weeks to settle in and start going to classes regularly. But there's a lot to keep them interested here.
Okay, well, this is the greenhouse. You know, usually, like, we be in here growing herbs and fruits and plant starters. I like the garden.
Now we're going to show you the beehive we have, and it's very cool. It's very exciting. A lot of people are scared of bees, but when you're in this class, it teaches you not to be afraid.
Not being afraid is just one of the life learning skills Principal Delane is trying to teach here.
We don't have any cops here. We don't have security here. We have kids that have given me their word in the interview to nonviolence.
Yeah, she makes every student pledge to be nonviolent, like, because, like, there are people from different locations that don't like each other, but, like, they still won't fight, like, when they're in the school or, like, even outside the school.
It opened in 98 when I was born, and there hasn't been not one fight.
No fighting is only the beginning. The bigger goal is having everyone actually get along with each other. And just like a family, it starts around the dining table. We walk into a room buzzing with activity.
I'm Sabina. I'm the chef instructor. Today we're making sticky coconut chicken, and I'm about to go put some foil on my rice.
We all have to be a community. We all have to be there for each other. We all have to support each other. We all have to, if one of us is feeling down, we're not going to go and step on them. We're going to help them get up and make them feel better.
And when they aren't eating and chatting together at lunch, there's another life learning skill on the table, a focal point for this school's mission.
The job training and job placement program has been probably the most important thing we've done since we started.
Sean Lyons works full-time, setting up internships for students during the school year and landing them paid jobs during the summer.
Ongoing paid employment is really our goal for every one of our graduates. We want to have every single graduating student in their senior year in ongoing paid employment.
Life Learning Academy has an extraordinary success rate. Compared to the California high school graduation rate of 80%, this school boasts that 99% of students earn their diploma and 85% go on to earn a college degree. So students here can expect academic success, workplace experience, and gain a new perspective about learning.
It helps you grow up, and it helps you realize how it is going to be when you graduate high school and whatever you decide to do.
On Treasure Island, I'm Ryan Miller for Cross Currents.
You can hear Lamont and Carla reporting from their summer internships at KALW.org. Click on Cross Currents.